llama sad, llama mentally disturbed, llama super llama drama, llama big fat mama, llama, 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 llama. Who is this big llama starting all this drama? It's me, bitch. Yes, I am that llama.
Aaron Rodgers is getting better every single day.
I mean, the defense looks terrible.
But... he's been getting better every single day since he took over from
No, I mean, his injuries.
He's always hulking up.
What week is this? Week 9 for fantasy?
What the fuck?
What is this?
No fucking way.
No, week 9 of the podcast. Or the 9th podcast. Episode
League
9.
Podcast. Hang on. Let me make sure. Maybe? Let me log into the Anchor.
Yeah, because we're only like a week ahead.
Or 2 weeks. Oh, because they had a right before the season. So I guess, yeah.
So it's like
I hate
eight.
Logging.
I think
in.
It's 8.
I hate logging into the Anchor because for Llama League podcast because the password is Mike's the champ.
Mike's the champ. Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This would be the 10th episode.
Oh.
10th episode. Yeah, oh wait, hold on. Fuck it. We'll just say it's the 10th.
Oh, because the 9th one is Brian's burn notice, which is a bonus. So this is officially the 9th episode.
This is the official 9th episode. Yeah. And what is it called? The Llama League Fantasy Football League Podcast?
The Llama League Fantasy Football League Podcast
League. This is the Llama League Fantasy Football League Podcast
League.
There it is. That's what we wanted.
Of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
This is the 9th episode. I threw in the little bonus earlier this week, just a little Brian's burn notice how it should have gone. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So we're back this week. We've made a couple changes. I'm hosting this week, bitches, and got a couple buddies along. Welcome back, the commish.
The commish. Suck it.
And then a special guest. We got Mr. First Place, 5-0.
Boo.
The cream of the crop.
The cream of the crop.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, you got Nick and Chris with me today on the podcast, so this should be good. Hopefully it'll be better than Mike and Kyle.
We're hijacking this bitch.
We're hijacking this bitch. We got a little Wolfpack action in here. Maybe we got a new member. You never know. So
that's
too sweet.
So we're just going to go over last week's matchups, and like we were talking about, you guys just kind of play off it. So we're going to start with my matchup. I think I made an example out of Ben. Kudos to Ben, though. I mean, he got under my skin, I will say that. I was pretty pissed off, but my team was just too freaking good for him, and I just dominated.
Yeah, I think a couple of his choices kind of failed miserably, especially like Uzuma, the tight end. There was probably better options, but...
Probably.
Oh, for sure.
But it's Ben. So.
But, yeah.
Yeah, are you proud of yourself?
I am, because I wish I would have beat him by 120, not just whatever I beat him by. Like...
You beat Ben, which is like...
what I should have done.
Yeah. Taking candy from a baby, which you should always do.
Yeah, but this is like taking candy from a bitch, so...
He wanted to make more of an example.
Yeah, So I hope Ben understands that he needs me.
You know what, though? Ben might benefit from a Shady McCoy trade back.
Did you do that on purpose? Ben might benefit?
Shady's supposed to get traded back to
Philly. Yeah, yeah, I was actually just texting him earlier about that. He was like, really? Really? So that was about how it was supposed to go. So next I'm gonna do Chris versus Nick.
Next.
Yeah, so
move on.
5-0, first time in the Llama League. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good. A lot of people have been saying that it's mostly based on luck and
you just you just suck a little bit less than the team you're playing that week. Is that pretty much it?
I think so.
Look, I lost on Thursday night.
I think, yeah, no, you definitely succumbed to the EE Bron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the EE Bron come to
didn't
me
you jump
in my
out
mouth.
Of the didn't you jump out of the group chat for like a day?
So I was just gonna
explain
quit,
that.
I was just gonna quit the group chat for like an hour, and then I couldn't figure out how to get back into the group chat. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just stay out of the group chat for a while.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's
so,
for the best.
But I mean, you've beaten 3 former champs, right? You beat Mike, Chris, and Kyle. Did you play Kyle?
Yeah,
I mean, there's only
and
one
he's
more.
He's going to beat you next week.
There's only one more former champ to beat, but we'll deal with that in, what, week 8, I think it is? So.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
He can beat all the champs,
but
he'll
first,
never be one.
First time in first place. I mean, you got to be feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of expecting. I just don't want to keep this going into playoffs like you.
and have this shit backfire on me. So I'm kind of, I'm hoping actually, like, Brett finally does it, and I think he will.
Well, we'll talk about that later, but I got Brett beating you this week.
I think
so.
What we have with Nick is more of a Chiefs situation.
Actually, no, I don't have Brett beating you.
Start out really hot, 5-0, and then just fucking tank it.
He's going to Andy Reid it.
First,
yeah.
Oh, I'll go back to the shoddy.
Oh, no. So Nick over Chris. It was actually, you made it kind of close though, so it wasn't, you know,
I think
it was respectable. So
AP
I still lost. Don't fucking sugarcoat.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So Brett versus Billy. I think my biggest takeaway from this was Mark Ingram just taking away all of Kamara's matchups.
And you called that.
And
too.
I did call that on the last 2 weeks of the podcast. And Billy kind of had nothing to do. Like, Brandon Cooks got hurt, so he put up a zero goose egg. Kamara only had like 5, 6,
can I
7
just
points.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Could NFL, could it have been a 3-game suspension? Just for my fantasy sake? Like, I totally would have beat Billy if Kamara put up a 3.9 last week.
Well, maybe I'll tell we'll get the NFL commissioner on the podcast next week.
I'll call Goodell.
There you go.
Make it happen.
So, I mean, like, can we just agree that Brett has the best wide receiver trio in the league?
Yeah, for sure.
I already told you, I'm going to see Brett in the chip this year. And all right. Can I just say that TJ Yeldon pickup?
That's good.
Clutch.
I mean, sure, yeah. Sure, until Jamal Charles comes in and takes
rapes,
all.
Rapes the league.
So, next we got Kyle versus Mike. You know what? I got two teams going in two totally opposite directions. I think Kyle's on the come up. I think Mike's going to keep falling. I will say this. They were both not really good performances. I don't think either of them put up 100. So.
No, I think mostly the reason why I think Kyle's been coming up is because let's just say the trade made him immediately better.
Oh yeah, getting Kareem Hunt
like saved him a little bit.
And yeah. Reasons that Mike's going down is because he likes players like Kenny Stills and Keelan Cole.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that in a little bit. So, but I mean, I guess there had to be a winner between Kyle and Mike. So I don't really. It was whatever. I mean, don't really care. And then I saved this one for last because it was our Sacco rematch. But there was a little bit different storyline in this one. Vince just demolished Eddie.
Yeah, biggest blowout demolished. Of the week.
Yeah, I think he won by like 60 or something, like 55 or
almost,
60.
Yeah, almost.
So, yeah, that was, I mean, you know, that was pretty cool.
Well, Odell Beckham finally decided to show up.
Yeah, no, and we'll talk about Odell Beckham in a little bit, but it's just, Eddie's just not good at this.
Vince is better at this than Eddie.
Yes. I think Vince pays attention a little bit more than Eddie. I think that's actually what it is.
Of course he does.
So.
He just, like, strokes of bad luck.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
Vince, for sure.
But fuck Vince. I mean, does anybody really care for Vince in this league? Like, has anybody?
I do.
I mean, I got Saquon for my. So thanks for that 26 points from Saquon this week, Vince.
I mean, James Conner scored 30.5.
Yeah, you did kind of give him James Conner, though. I mean,
30.5.
I mean.
That might not last,
no.
Of course, Le'Veon.
I mean, I won that trade, let's be real honest.
in the short term.
So, yeah. So, that was last week's matchup. So, we're going to do something a little different now. It's instead of doing the shit talk power rankings, we're just going to go to the shit talker of the week. And I think this week, I'm going to say it was me. For a couple reasons. Hear me out. Okay. Ben brought the best out of me because he really pissed me off when he tried to do his little turn.
Yeah.
That really pissed me off. So I kind of went in on Ben. And then if you guys remember, Mike and I were kind of going he was backing up on it because I was fucking just pushing it into his booty hole. Super professional.
Did you really not silence your phone before you came in here?
It's better than burping all the fucking time.
No, it's not. It's not.
Hey, at least I was quick to it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So, but anyway, Michael say different, but I think I demolished Mike in the group chat this week, so.
I would know if I wasn't
if
outside.
<you didn't> Yeah, that's true.
I could not look in.
Yeah. Well, Nick, did you happen to see anybody? Did somebody
that
catch your attention on
that? Slightly better. I like the fact that probably not better than you, but the fact that Brett kind of chimed in a little bit more this week too.
Oh yeah, he was in there a couple times.
Definitely warrants at least a small applause.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
A participation ribbon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Chris. Did you? I mean, you were kind of out of the chat for a little while.
Kind of.
Well, yeah.
So showed up on Sunday.
Yeah, I got a text from you saying, "I don't know how to get back in." And then you text, or you group chatted our like little side friend convo, and it was everybody was like, "Wait, what?"
No, I got into the group chat, and then I was like, "Okay, I got it," and then I left again.
Good stuff. So we'll go from shit talker of the week, and I'll just go run through what I think my power rankings are, and you guys can kind of piggyback off that. I'm giving Nick number one. I'll go 1 to 10. Since everybody's been going 10 to 1, so I'll go 1 to 10. Nick's one. I'm gonna put myself up at 2. I still think my team's better than Billy's. Billy at 3, Brett at 4. I'm gonna move Kyle all the way up to 5.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he's really on the come up. And that trade with Kareem Hunt really helped. So Kyle at 5. Then I'm gonna go kind of in order here. Chris 6, Mike 7. We'll go Ben 8, Vince 9, and Eddie 10.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I got the same thing kind of going on. I got Nick at the top, and then I got Billy, because I do think your team is better, but I think you mismanage it and you undervalue your players.
That's fair.
So then I have Brett and then you.
Oh, okay.
Because Brett, I mean, that receiver core.
That's fair.
And if he keeps up his trend with running backs, and
he got Joe Mixon back too.
And Joe Mixon is back, so that's gonna be fucking tough.
Yeah.
And then I have Kyle, and then me, and then Mike, Ben, Vince, Eddie.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, minus the 2 through 4, that little area, we were a little bit different. You got anything, Nick? Or
I don't think it's too much different from yours for the most part. Maybe I would say move Mike down to 8th.
Oh, okay.
So, but other than that,
wow, Ben ahead of Mike.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we're gonna talk about Mike and actually your team in a second here, Chris. But
why are you talking about Mike and my team?
No,
in the same
there's a reason, because there I'm gonna show you guys a couple differences between
if you're talking about people that are going downhill. Then
no, it's not that. So you'll see in a second. But first, I wanted to go over the stupid stinking streamers. So I had a couple of them. One was actually just Eddie's bench. He left about 60 points on his bench, and I think actually that would have covered what he was down to Vince at the end of the week.
Yeah, he lost just by 50. About.
Yeah, so that was pretty impressive. I mean, Crowell had, what, 36 points? 31 points?
30-something.
So, yeah, he killed it. Well, yeah,
36.1.
Yeah, that's impressive. So, and then my other one was, and I'm only going to do it this way because I think Kyle kind of misunderstood what I wanted to do. Like, the stupid stinking streamer was, like, somebody you'd play and you lost because you played that guy. So, I picked Mike's team. It was Kenny Stills. He already had Keelan Cole.
And you got a 17-yard pass.
Yeah, so Keelan Cole, if he would have played Keelan Cole and didn't pick up Kenny Stills as
he would have won.
He would have won.
And he's kind of done that
couple
weeks.
Exactly.
Now.
So, and that's kind of what I want the stupid stinking streamers to be. I don't think anybody else would have mattered, so that was kind of the only one
I'd
seen.
But he learned something, and he played Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, no, like he should have. And then
play Keelan Cole.
Yeah, and then Cooper Kupp got hurt. So
you know what? Next time he won't have to decide because he has Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson.
So play them both is what you're saying?
I'd play Mike Evans and Cooper Kupp, and DeSean Jackson's still a question mark.
Yeah.
Because Fitzpatrick isn't playing.
Yeah.
And Jameis Winston is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. It's Mike's team. We really
Both Tampa Bay receivers. Like, why do you have both of them?
Yeah. No, that's Mike for you. Right. I mean, so, so we're going to go to the blow up player of the week. I actually have a couple guys. Did you guys pick any, or do you just want to kind of go off mine?
Isaiah Crowell.
Yeah. So, okay. We'll start with Isaiah Crowell. On Eddie's bench, 219 total yards, 1 touchdown. The touchdown was a 40-plus yard. Actually, if you guys look, Isaiah Crowell, the 3 out of the 5 weeks, week 1, 3, and 5, he scored over 17 points. Why doesn't Eddie play him? Because he's Eddie.
And because the player's Isaiah Crowell.
Well, I mean, he gets lots of volume. Bilal Powell is not doing anything. Like, I think it's he should just play Isaiah Crowell every week. I don't think it's a
vibrate isn't any better.
So we'll go. I mean, we,
do
I
you
think,
want to hear my next one?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Tom Brady.
Brady Brandy.
29.5.
Yeah, I mean, I just hate Tom Brady at the end of the day. Let's just.
You want to say he's an every start fantasy quarterback, but he's not anymore.
Nope. So another one I got was Devontae Adams. He's done okay this year, but he had like that big game where he put it all together this week. He had 20 fantasy points, 140 yards and a touchdown. What I saw in past weeks was he kind of had like either 110 yards, no touchdown, or he just scored like a touchdown and had like 20 yards. So I think this week he just kind of put it all together. So that was my other one. And then I have two from Vince. Odell Beckham, because he finally had a game.
He caught a touchdown and
he threw a touchdown. And that throw was a 57-yard touchdown to Saquon Barkley. So, and then the other one from Vince's team was Mark Ingram. I feel like he has to be thrown out there because it was his first game back. And, I mean, fuck Billy. So,
yeah.
But he had two TDs, only 68 yards. But the biggest thing that I seen was he out-touched Alvin Kamara 18-9.
He had 73 yards. This is a little fact check.
Oh, 73. So two TDs on 73 total yards. So, but he out-touched Kamara 18-9. So I thought that was kind of big. So, got anybody else?
That was kind of big. I just want a tip of the cap to Josh Gordon for finally producing fantasy numbers again.
Hell yeah. We'll get him.
I mean,
that
he had one catch, but it was a 50-yard tug.
Yeah. No, I mean, so, that's about Josh Gordon always. So
good things to come, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think so. And Vince, I mean, that's a good wide receiver too, or a flex.
All the good juju to Vince.
No, because he needs to win Sacco.
He needs to get in the playoffs and just win one.
Has he ever been in playoffs?
I think he's been in once.
That's so sad. So. Yeah. Come on, Vince. You know what? No, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. I hope you lose every week, every year. So, but
I think his theory, especially at this point,
is to trade Brian. That's his theory.
Well,
about week two.
He definitely trades you. But the thing is, I think he gets to a point where he just starts to make his team better so he can not win Sacco.
Right. Yeah.
And I hate it. And I guess that's partially my fault too.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. So, all right. So, we're going to move on here. Those were our blow up players of the week. We're going to do something a little bit different this week. I'm going to ask some questions and I would kind of want to see what you guys think. So it's about four or five questions. So the first one is, and this is the league. This isn't like players. This isn't like somebody from your team. It's just like, I think it's more managers like us. So my first one is, who's been underperforming in this league?
Underperforming?
Just for a whole team.
As like a manager. Or like, team manager. Like, who do you think's been underperforming?
I think the obvious one is Mike.
Yeah, being the champ.
For being the champ. Yeah. And then talking and saying that he's... he's good at this and kind of.
Yeah, that'll. Yeah.
So that's the obvious one. But I guess you could also say outside of like maybe the Kareem Hunt trade, maybe Kyle as well. Like he drafted a pretty decent team. Maybe it's because
he's dealt with the most injuries. Yeah. I think Kyle's dealt with. Still, Kyle puts up points.
Yeah,
like he's just been super unlucky. So,
well, I mean, fucking Le'Veon Bell. Is...
Yeah, that's the kind of
bummer.
So, what do you think, Christopher? Any underperforming manager or team, or did we kind of cover?
I mean, I thought Ben was gonna do better than he's been doing.
Yeah, you know, I thought he had a better team than what it showed, but
I also thought Eddie would come back and like actually perform. But not. I mean, he's not underperforming. It's only in ninth place. He's usually in 10th.
Yeah,
so,
but I still give him a little bit of credit because it seems like he's trying a little bit more this
year.
This
is Eddie trying.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
he's got 11 roster moves. He's trying. He's trying to do something.
Yeah, good
it's
for
not
him.
Winning, but he's trying to do something.
We appreciate you, Eddie. We really do. So, all right. The next question is, so who will pick it up or who will keep falling? Or do you? I mean, not keep falling. I guess who would fall in general?
I think Nick's gonna fall.
At a certain point.
Yeah.
Okay, how far do you think he'll fall, though?
I mean,
I don't think he'll fall out of playoffs.
I think he falls to third or fourth.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think he still makes playoffs. I mean, fucking 5-0.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much one or two wins away from pretty much locking down what I usually get for playoffs. So
yeah,
I think I'm good on that.
So the person who I think is on the up and up, obviously, is Kyle. I think that's the simple one.
Yeah, Kyle's on the up and up. Le'Veon's going to come back. Yeah. Brett's on the up.
Yeah,
for sure, with Joe Mixon coming back.
Yeah.
I'm just stagnant. I'm gonna make playoffs, and I'm gonna lose the first game so I can get a lottery pick.
Yeah, that is a new rule this year.
I have to win the first game to get a lottery pick. Yeah.
So if you lose in the first round and then you lose the second match, so it's actually the second.
It has to be the fifth and sixth place game.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you win, you get a lottery.
Yeah, that's I like that. That is that's pretty good. So let's see. I think who's going to pick it up is also Ben. I think Ben's team is going to pick it up. I also think he has a couple trades that he can make. He's got the players.
I doubt he picks it up.
Really? Why?
Why do you think he can make moves?
It's just because it's Ben.
No, not because it's Ben.
By the way, Ben's going to be on the podcast next week. So,
but, like, it's Ben.
It's Ben. I think he should be making moves, especially with trades, but...
I think he will be.
If he's going to hold firm like this, that's for him, that's a recipe for disaster at this point.
Yeah.
If he just holds firm.
Yeah. All right. So here's a big question. Who has a better shot at playoffs, Eddie or Vince?
Vince.
At this rate, yeah, Vince.
Even with Le'Veon coming back, James Conner is going to fall back into that no touches.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Graham hasn't been doing anything. I mean,
not yet.
I think Eddie's got one of those like super even teams. They're just not really the best players. He's got Travis Kelce.
So my only problem with Vince is he's basically streaming a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I feel like Josh Gordon is about to produce, but he also has Julian Edelman. So he needs to make a trade there. He needs to fucking pick one. Mark Ingram has obviously shown he can produce. Jimmy Graham is not producing. He got fucking 76 yards last week.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones could catch a touchdown at any time. He's got a decent team. He's got Jordan Howard, Deion Lewis.
He's got Jacksonville defense, who's going to carry him.
Defenses
haven't been doing this much this year, but you guys want to get rid of all the points that I give them.
Fuck you guys. I don't. I like the defenses.
They're pretty much obsolete now. Like, yeah,
it is what it is. So, all right. So the last question I'm going to ask, and this one's a kind of a toughie. So through 5 weeks, what should teams be looking for who need help?
The fuck kind of question? What?
Through 5 weeks, what should teams be looking for who need help?
We'd have to break down each team.
It depends on what they need.
So what would Brett need? He's a pretty good team.
Brett needs nothing.
So would
Brett needs fucking Joe Mixon.
Okay, so let's reword that question. Through 5 weeks, who should buy and who should sell?
Okay, that's a better question.
I'm gonna start with Ben because I think he should sell. Only because he needs that one dominant keeper.
I feel right now his best sell is Shady or
AJ Green.
Oh shit, he's got AJ Green?
Yeah.
From what I've heard, he's not getting rid of AJ Green.
And I think that's the problem. It's like sometimes you need to make that move. To make the next step.
Well, before me and Ben stopped our little before he tried to turn on us, Nick, he the last thing I told him was don't get rid of AJ Green. Whatever you do, keep AJ Green. So
you know what? Eddie's got to figure out a way to sell Travis Kelce and poor Devontae Freeman. So it's looking like
the bottom half of the team or the bottom half of the league's obviously trying to sell. Who do you think can like buy and sell? Like
probably me. I think I have actual people that I think people are willing to at least look at.
Yeah, so you're kind of rebuilding and
still
like, kind of
looking for the right wide receiver that I think can push me to actually being a credible number one.
Yeah.
Like Calvin Ridley. Yeah, I don't know about that.
So, well, since we're talking about buying and selling, let's go over the trade that happened, which was you want to break down your trade with Kyle?
Yeah, so...
and then give us your fucking thinking on that, because...
My thought process on it. So basically, it was kind of like a... it was an early morning thing, I think, right before he was leaving to Vegas, and then I was, of course, leaving to Boston. And I was just like... I think I was talking with you about one trade, but then... Or I was actually coming up with a trade and thinking of Brett, but it kind of... It didn't seem like I don't... It wasn't going to go through.
Yeah.
So I immediately started thinking of a backup plan. And the entire time I was thinking, okay, I can give up Kareem Hunt for something really good right now. And so, like, Kyle was, like, the first person I think I was actually looking for. And it was because of the fact that he had a lot of running backs, but he also had a lot of wide receivers that looked pretty interesting. And I think I looked at the very bottom of his roster, and he had Alshon just kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
And so
I had actually asked him for Alshon a couple times, but he's not going to trade me because of our history.
Okay. So, I mean, and I was thinking it was like, okay, he's a Alshon coming off of injury. And then, of course, Carson Wentz was coming back. So it looked pretty good. Not thinking that Zach Ertz is really the number one wide receiver, but whatever.
Zach 9 points Ertz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Alshon was the number one guy. But then at the same time, I was thinking, okay, well, I need somebody at least in the conversation of Kareem Hunt. So I was like, if I can get Dalvin Cook from him, because I know I wasn't going to get Le'Veon. I was like, well, that's a pretty decent 2-for-1. And so I basically texted him. He was kind of on the fence about it. Trying to do something else that I wasn't really too fond
of.
I'm
sure.
But I was just like, dude, I need
to. What
was
he trying to do? Like, sell you a Jai or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was like, don't worry, bro. That back fracture is going to be okay.
He's fine. Turns out he has a torn ACL from his back fracture.
So I was like, nah, I got to have Dalvin Cook, bro. So eventually he just kind of, he thought about it for like maybe like a second. Yeah. And I kind of upsold Kareem even more than he probably should need to be.
All right. So because fuck Kyle and I want to break all of Kyle's trust right now. I mean, I love you, Kyle, but you know, this is the podcast. So me and Kyle were hanging out the other day.
Okay.
And he told me that pretty much the same story you did, but he was trying to fuck you. He was like, yeah, I'm going to sell him Jay Ajayi. I'm going to try and see what I can do. See if it. And I was like, I swear, if Nick would have taken that would have been the dumbest fucking trade. And then Kyle was like, yeah, let me think about it. And then he was like, yeah, I just texted him and said, okay, sure, that trade sounds good. And here's my thing, and that's not really selling Kyle out. My thing is, you don't trade guys you can start every single week.
Like Kareem
Hunt. Why would you trade Kareem Hunt?
Because I feel like I have...
You told me he had bad matchups. Kareem Hunt's one of those guys you start regardless of his matchup.
His matchup doesn't matter because he catches passes.
He does it all.
Nicholas. Actually, this year, outside of probably me, nobody's really been paying attention to that.
You don't think I've been paying attention to Kareem Hunt?
You probably have for the points, but actually looking at how many receptions he gets this year compared to what he got last year, it's actually way down.
Okay, so let's break this down. He had 4.9 points week one. Okay. Week one. So then he had 14 points week two, 16 points week three, 23 points week four, 15 points week five. You don't get rid of players like that. I don't know what Dalvin Cook and an injured Alshon Jeffrey, and actually Alshon's fine.
Yeah.
But I just don't see what you, I guess it kind of, it beefed up your roster a little bit. I think you got a little more balance.
Yeah.
But I just...
It just looks really bad right now.
Yeah. And just because Cook didn't play.
It sure
and
does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So,
yeah.
Hey, I hope it works out because I want you to keep this winning shit going.
I'm
so,
willing
but,
to live with it.
Yeah. I think you'll be good. And I think you have a couple moves to make. So,
yeah.
But that was pretty much that trade. It was, you know, I think everybody, it was kind of a shocker. It was probably the biggest trade of the year so far.
Has AB one been?
So anyways, we're gonna do I'm gonna talk about Mike and Chris's team.
Okay.
And yes, in the same breath, because I want to point something out. So I was looking at this earlier.
What?
So if you see the top, so let's look at Nick's team, my team, and Billy's team.
Okay.
Okay. So Nick's team has...
Wait, why are you putting your team in the same breath as the two guys at the top?
So Nick has... Well, before I was looking at this, Nick had Kareem Hunt, Christian McCaffrey, Deshaun Watson. He had three guys who were solid. You start every week, boom. Okay, and now he has Dalvin Cook. He was, you still start him every week.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you don't.
So if, let's look at healthy. Let's look. So Nick has three guys. Okay? Okay. Billy has Drew Brees, Julio Jones, Zach Ertz, Alvin Kamara. That's four guys you start every single week. Even Tyreek Hill's in there. Five guys you start every single week. Okay? And then you look at my team. Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown, Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon Barkley. You start every single week. That's four guys. And Greg Zuerlein. Five guys you start every single week. Okay?
Look, so, you can't throw kickers and defenses in there. Hold on.
No, okay, so take him out. Okay, so let me break this down. Here's what you're working with, Christopher. You know the two guys I'm going to bring up.
I know my team.
Okay.
You don't tell me how David to run
Johnson,
my team.
You have David Johnson and Melvin Gordon. That's really the only guys you start every week. Maybe Patrick, you could throw Patrick Mahomes in there every week.
You can after he just reduced on
okay,
the
but then
Jacksonville
let's
Jaguars.
Go. You got Emmanuel Sanders and Calvin Ridley as your wide receivers.
I don't see a problem.
Trash and trash. George Kittle as your tight end, who will have his games. But trash.
I'm sorry, George Kittle right now.
I just want the differences between
week
the names.
Week one, 9 points. Week two, 2.2. Week three, 9.9. Week four, 20.5.
Listen to the
week
names.
Week five, 8.3.
Listen to the names I'm throwing out. Okay? The team, the names that I named off of my team, Nick's team, and Kyle's team
are your must start every week based on names, or are they based on results?
Names and results. You have Melvin Gordon, who is a stud, and you have David Johnson. And then a quarterback's a quarterback. So, okay, we could take the
quarterbacks. A quarterback's a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, what I'm getting at is we have guys who will carry us every single week. You have a guy who might get you a win here or there.
Patrick Mahomes has carried me every single week.
Carrying you to 2-3.
Every time I've won.
Okay, so let's go to Mike's team. Okay. All right? He's literally got... 1.5 guys. Todd Gurley, 1.5. No. Todd Gurley and Gronk.
And even Gronk has.
And even
been.
Gronk is.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is this league is turning into a league that you have to have that all-star every position guy. Like, you just put him out there every single week. That's what I think this league is turning into. And that's what I think you and Mike's problem is.
Can I tell you why this is a dumb segment?
Well, it's not a segment. I just want to throw it out there that I think this is why I think you guys are both not going to make playoffs.
This is stupid because everybody knows that fantasy football is about mitigating risk, having guys with high floors, but you need to have guys that can fucking score 30 points in a week like Calvin Ridley.
So
not everybody can be fucking Danny Amendola or fuck, you know.
So
like,
so you're telling me that my way of fantasy footballing is not good.
I mean, when you have to go, oh, who's gonna blow up this week? And it's like, well,
all my guys
perform.
Everybody's
gonna score about 10 points, but you're not gonna be like, oh, this guy's gonna fucking kill it this week.
All my guys.
Do you really think that, or are you just saying that?
No,
the
I really think
because
that.
Because I don't think you really think that. No. I think you're like, I don't know
why
to
do
start
you think...
because my team's so
no,
good.
No, actually,
blah,
no.
Blah, blah.
I will never trade Aaron Rodgers, Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon Barkley, Antonio Brown. I'll never trade those four guys. Okay? The rest are Keenan Allen. I'm going to start Keenan Allen over Amari Cooper or Doug Baldwin.
Alex Collins, your flex?
Alex Collins is, I think he's a good flex.
I think he's trash.
Well, my options are, and then that's my only thing is my flex, is I could play, if I think Coop's going to have a good game.
Jordan Reed's trash.
I disagree. And I actually, that was one of the reasons why I picked up Evan Ingram, and then I have David Njoku. Yeah,
so you agree to disagree because you have three fucking tight ends.
Yes, so I think Jordan Reed's just fine.
I think your problem this year is you've been second-guessing yourself the whole year, and your team's really goddamn good.
I don't. How have I been second guessing myself? I put the same team out every single week, and it just so happens I got unlucky 2 weeks.
I don't know. You keep trying to dump Doug Baldwin and Evan Ingram on everybody.
That's just what he
That's
does.
What I do. So. Yeah. That's what I do. So anyway, that's what I just wanted to bring up about you guys. See, it was kind of shit talking, and I really don't think either you or Mike are going
to
make playoffs.
I'm woke enough to know that you're trying to rip DJ from me, so you can have so that you can have a flex every single week,
yeah,
and you're trying to give me three terrible players that I don't
know. No, there,
Alex there was... Collins, Jordan Reed, and fucking any what Doug Baldwin? No.
So I don't know. I just feel like I think me, Nick, and Billy and Brett, we have those. I mean, Brett's another one. He's got those three receivers and Joe Mixon. You start him every week.
Just carries him.
And I think you need those four guys, three or four guys who are going to carry you. Two's not going to carry you.
And then you're going to play somebody like me where I'm just going to rip through them like fucking tissue paper. And then Manuel Sanders catches like three tugs. Calvin Ridley goes off.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's done. Yeah.
No, you know what I've learned, though, after last year, the championship really like opened my eyes like anything can happen. And yep. I think that's one of the reasons why you traded me Antonio Brown, as we kind of talked about it earlier this year.
Yeah.
So, all right. So anyway, that was enough of that. We're going to get through this week's matchups. I'm going to just go through them and then we can just kind of BS about them. So, let's go with, Mike versus Vince. As much as I want Vince to win, I think Mike's going to fucking blow him out. So, Gurley's going to put up like 45 this week. I feel like
at Denver.
Yep. Yeah. I think the Rams are just, and especially they don't have, I think Brandon Cooks is going to be out, and then Cooper Kupp is questionable.
He's concussion protocol
so,
right now.
Yeah, but I don't think Vince doesn't have enough. I mean, he had one good week of over 100 points, and that was it. And it was a damn good week, but.
So. I like his matchups, and I think if he picks up the right quarterback.
Am I the only one who doesn't look at matchups? Because I just play my guys. I just play my.
You probably should just a little bit. Yeah. And especially if you have a lot of good matchups for the week, I would definitely give him a chance.
All right, let's bring it back to Mike versus Vince.
Yeah.
I got Mike winning. Who do you got?
I'm going to take Vince. I think if he makes the right move quarterback-wise, he's got a good chance.
Chris, Mike, or Vince?
I think Mike's going to win because Vince has to stream his quarterback again.
All right, so that's...
And Cooper Kupp's going to outdo 8.28 against Denver.
All right, so we'll go to me versus Eddie next. I mean, I'm going to win, just plain and simple. Are we just going to all agree on that, or is anybody calling upset of the week?
You versus Eddie?
Yeah.
You're going to win.
That's not even... That shouldn't be anything.
Next.
Yeah. So next, we're going Chris versus Kyle. I think it's Chris's running backs versus Kyle's wide receivers.
and Kareem Hunt. Adams has a down matchup.
See, here's
Stephon Diggs has a down matchup.
I don't look at that. Here's the issue. Is Kyle's going to start guys who he has, who did I say? Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, and Kareem Hunt will outplay your two guys, which is all you have.
You really think that?
Yeah.
Davante Adams playing San Francisco?
Yep.
You don't think they're going to run the ball in the second half?
No.
No.
You don't think that the Vikings will run the ball in the second half?
I got Kyle beating you easy.
All right.
What you got yourself winning, right?
Your opinions are like assholes, and you're an asshole.
Nick, who do you think, Kyle or Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to take Kyle. I'm going to go with the easy pick here.
Okay. And I'm going to go to probably your guys' matchup of the week. Which is not mine.
Can I just say, Kyle keeps sticking with Baltimore's defense. It's just been fucking terrible. And he just
You know why? Because Kyle's one of those guys. He gets somebody he likes years ago, and then he just keeps playing him every single week.
Yeah, last year he had Baltimore.
Yeah,
so.
So, all right. So, your guys' matchup of the week is probably Nick versus Brett. It's not mine. But okay. I think Nick wins in typical Nick fashion. Brett drops a shitstorm and Nick sucks less. I think that's just about how it goes.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick goes to 6-0. So
I'm not as confident.
No, Brett.
I think Brett's wide receivers are
Brett's
definitely...
got a squad, and Joe Mixon is going to be terrorizing Pittsburgh.
I think it really hinges on Dalvin Cook and if he comes back at all. I mean, I do have beast mode just in case, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and say Brett wins just so I can get that loss out of the way. Of course you would.
All right, and last but not least, my matchup of the week, and it's also my upset of the week, is Billy versus Ben. The only reason I'm saying this, Ben beats Billy only because Drew Brees is on a bye, yeah. Alvin Kamara is on a bye. Mm-hmm. Who does Billy choose? Let's see how good you fucking are at this, Billy. Let's see if you actually pick up somebody who's fucking worthwhile. Please be my stupid stinking streamer of the week next week. Okay. Please.
He already picked up Marcus Mariota.
And he's got Nehem Hines for Indy as his RB.
Oh, no. Billy's going to lose.
Be my stupid stinking streamer of the week next week, Bill. I would fucking appreciate that. So I got Ben winning. Who do you guys got?
I got Ben winning.
I got to say Ben.
Yeah. All right. So that'll do it on this week's podcast. Ben wins next week against Billy.
Why wouldn't you put Chris Thompson there?
And we are out this bitch.
Lama, lama, shining, shining, looking like a diamond.